Human Strong, presented in partnership with Bayridge Counseling Centers. And now, this week's conversation.
I'm here with John Christink, a registered psychotherapist with Bayridge Counseling. Welcome, John.
Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
How does untreated anxiety affect your future is the question that's being asked here. Could we maybe start with just your definition of what anxiety is so people understand that?
Yeah, I think that's a great place to start, Jeremy. And one of the reasons I think it's a good place to start is that it's a misconception, especially nowadays, that anxiety is just this negative thing that we want to eliminate at all costs. If you feel anxious, just get rid of it. And I don't think that's a very helpful approach or perspective on anxiety. And what anxiety is a very normal and natural human emotion. Right? We all experience it. And it's important to recognize that and even go a step further and acknowledge that it not only is it a normal, natural human emotion, but it actually serves a paramount purpose. And that purpose is to protect us, right? Anxiety is that emotional messenger that comes to our aid to say, hey, watch out. There's some sort of danger or threat that's lurking, and you need to be on your guard. You need to be careful here. Otherwise, danger lurks. And so it's like, whoa, okay, this is an important message that we need to pay attention to. Without anxiety, I often tell my clients, we're not going to live very long because it keeps us safe.
And it's not like a scale. Like someone experiencing a little bit of anxiety is perfectly normal, as you said. But there exactly. does reach a time where maybe it needs to be addressed.
That's exactly it, right? And so when we ask the question, you know, how does untreated anxiety affect your future, I think we're talking about this recognition that anxiety, while it does serve a purpose, it can also wreak havoc in our lives if it gets to a point where it's uncontrolled. And that's often when we start to talk about things like anxiety disorders and whatnot, where essentially it's just the degree that we're experiencing anxiety. So the frequency, the intensity, as well as the impairment it's causing in our life is very significant. And it can affect, in certain cases and situations, almost every area of our life, right? It can disrupt communication, which naturally is core to healthy relationships. So it can wreak havoc in our relationships. It can significantly lower our self-perception. It has a negative toll on our health, our well-being. It can certainly impact work, school, finances. So there's almost no area of life that anxiety can't touch and certainly have a negative impact if we're not careful.
Yeah, I was gonna say not only personal life but professional life as well, in your workplace or whatever you do for employment. Are there different ways to address it, like in a personal setting versus a professional setting?
Oh, great question. Absolutely, absolutely. As well as lots of overlap there too. Many of the same strategies that we might use to address anxiety in a personal versus career work context. And so some differences, some similarities, absolutely. But I think one of the starting points is to see how anxiety is actually affecting the individual. So anxiety, obviously, like we just acknowledged, can affect us in so many different ways, but we want to answer the question, and this is where therapy can sometimes be really helpful, is answering the question, how does it affect me? Right? Certainly. What are the ways that it's impacting my life? So answering questions that aren't always straightforward, right? Like answering things like, what are the things that trigger anxiety for me? Or where and how did I learn to fear that? Or is this a real threat or a false alarm? This is probably one of the more challenging questions, is this a real threat, but perhaps not the greatest threat?
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things we're often quite anxious about, for instance, is conflict. And we shy away from conflict. Not everyone, but certainly anyone with a more anxious disposition may shield themselves from conflict. But sometimes, actually, in trying to protect at all costs against conflict, we don't recognize that the greater threat might actually be being silent. And silence can actually be our undoing in the end. right? Sure. And so it can be challenging trying to parse out what's going on within me, but starting to answer those questions can be a great start to just seeing how anxiety might be impacting our lives.
And understanding, of course, that it's a personalized experience from one person to another.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it.
That sounds great, and hopefully, if people feel they're having too much anxiety in their life, and of course it's different from person to person, they'll find a way to reach out.
That would be great.
Thank you very much, John, for speaking to us today. And again, John is a registered psychotherapist with the Bay Ridge Counseling Centers. Thank you, John.
Hey, my pleasure. Yeah, thanks for having me, Jim.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Human Strong. Remember, we're all in this together. We are Human Strong.